The fact that the Hirak and the opposition are both against this snap election means that the turnout will be low and perhaps abysmally low. The turnout for the 2017 parliamentary elections was a dismal 35%. And for the constitutional referendum of 2020, which is the basis for this election, it was 24%. By contrast, during Algeria's democratic opening between 1988 and 1992, the turnout was 59%. And I'd be very surprised if the turnout on Saturday is even half of that. Also, election experts will tell you that invalid or spoiled ballots, when they reach the double digits, meaning above 10%, is significant too, because those are in fact protest votes. And in the 2017 election, 21% of the ballots cast were spoiled. The 2020 election, when referendum, when 80% of the voters stayed home, 11% spoiled their ballots. So actually the turnout is even lower than the official turnout numbers when voters are spoiling their ballots. Boycotts and dismal turnouts are other factors that contribute to low legitimacy, such as the lack of international observers, the total ban on protests, and the arrests of political and civil society activists, bloggers, and traditional journalists. 23,000 Algerians are competing for 407 parliamentary seats, which is much higher than 2017. So the way I view this, and most Algerians view it, is that most of the candidates are running more as a job application than to advance a political vision or policies. Most Algerians just see the candidates as running to control a piece of the economic pie. What most Algerians want is systemic change and a civilian-led government, not controlled by the military, intelligence services, and other deep state forces. They believe that without systemic change, these elections are not really meaningful or legitimate. It's just about distributing the hydrocarbon wealth of the country.
Voters will be able to choose between almost 1,500 lists, over half of which are running as independents. This is the first time such a high number of independent candidates are running against candidates backed by the political parties, which have been largely discredited. Could these newcomers with no stated political affiliation become a new force in the Algerian political scene?
Sure, but not a high or significant force. Most of the power is with the forces behind the president, and elections of a lot of independents, which could happen, has next to no impact on those real forces of power and won't challenge those power bases. In fact, when they're not organized into political parties, it means they're even weaker. So we're witnessing, both in Algeria and in different ways in other countries in the region, a kind of anti-politics, because of high levels of dismay with the political system. So people start believing that the way to engage in politics is by not doing politics, by not having parties, by not having leaders, by not having policy preferences, but rather by protesting from within the system without being interested in running the system. They're more interested in dismantling the government and changing the system. So these new arrivals who want to change the system are really just going to be placeholders until some future systemic change takes place. Now, they will change what happens in parliament. They'll change the debates on the floor of parliament. But in the end, the parliament will be enacting the policies that the president and the powers that be want enacted, ending up being most of the time a rubber stamp and giving formal legitimacy to the executive run by this president, who's only supported by about a third of the population.